In introducing our mitzvah of retelling Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, the Haggadah reports that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah thought this should be a mitzvah every night of the year, and he was frustrated when he couldn't convince others of this mitzvah. But Shimon ben Zoma could convince them. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Behold, I am like 70 years old, and I could not convince the sages until ben Zoma provided support for this psak with a drasha from a pasuk." Why was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's age relevant? And why did he say he was like 70 years old? So there's one popular approach to this, but I'd like to show two more ideas, including one that is very relevant for our Seder. First, the popular one. A Gemara records the familiar explanation. At one point, Rabbi Gamliel was demoted from his position at the head of Beis Medrash, and the Chacham sought to appoint a teenage Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in his place. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's wife protested to him that he lacked the white hair, which would mark him as an established scholar worthy of respect. The miracle occurred. He grew 18 rows of white hair, which made him appear like 70 and deserving of respect. That miracle took place many years before Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah commented on his inability to convince the sages. Nonetheless, when he couldn't convince people to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah recalled the divine intervention and exclaimed, "Hashem performed a miracle to demonstrate that I deserve respect, and yet the Chachamim don't listen to me." Another version of this story, in the Talmud Yerushalmi, also contends that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah received a miracle from Hashem, but it wasn't premature aging. Rather, the miracle was that he survived to genuine old age, nearing 70 years old. Even though people in leadership positions often die prematurely from the stress of their roles. Within this version of events, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah remarked that his decades of experience coupled with the divine support that had enabled him to live that long should have given him greater credibility with the Chachamim, and that's why he was shocked that they didn't listen to him, but they listened to ben Zoma. "I'm like 70 years old. I made it. Why aren't you listening to me?" But the Rambam presents an entirely different picture of our story. Whereas both Bavli and Yerushalmi claim that Rav Elazar ben Azariah expressed frustration with the recalcitrant Chachamim, the Rambam explains that Rav Elazar ben Azariah expressed frustration with himself. And far from a miracle of aging by Hashem, Rav Elazar ben Azariah aged himself. The Rambam writes of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, quote, "When he was young, he would study and learn and read prodigiously day and night, to the point that his strength was drained and he aged prematurely and he appeared like a man of 70 years. He aged willingly, as recorded in the Gemara." So writes the Rambam. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's work ethic was legendary, as the Rambam described it. A Gemara records Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah believed that approaching Torah with weak commitment would be a sign of disrespect for Torah. He even declared that a student who pretends to amass great learning but who actually fails to devote serious time and develops only a superficial understanding will not live long. It's Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yetesamet Aleph. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shimon ben Zoma excelled in Torah study in his youth. He is presented in multiple Gemaras as a paradigm of scholarship and energetic skill, and he journeyed into the mystical studies of Pardes with Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam explains that at the time of the discussion regarding retelling Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was already senior while Ben Zoma was a young man. This was why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was so shocked. He was amazed not by popular rejection of his point of view, but by the way Ben Zoma exceeded him in arguing for that point of view. He declared, "I worked and joined myself with Chachamim to the extent that I aged prematurely and appeared like I was 70 years old even when I was young, and I never merited to know the drasha teaching the obligation to read this portion at night until this kid, Ben Zoma, came along and he taught it." So writes the Rambam. He didn't say this kid. This passage belongs in our Haggadah for its technical exploration of the year-round mitzvah of retelling Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Rambam's explanation adds a dimension to our own Seder experience. As the Rambam tells it, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Shimon ben Zoma present two different models of participant. The former, a lifelong denizen of the Beis Medrash who exhausted himself in study from the earliest age. The latter, a youthful prodigy who developed an idea which had long eluded his elder. We need both types of participants at our Seder, the experienced and the fresh-eyed, the better to learn from each other and to develop a stronger appreciation of the greatness of what Hashem did for us at Yetzias Mitzrayim.